When you sleep at night, they're gonna come and steal your soul. Steal your soul.
Good evening and welcome to Dark Assimilation on BCB 106.6 FM. This is your fortnightly dose of goth, industrial, electronic and alternative tunes brought to you by myself, Nigel, here in the studio on my own tonight. Just, well, going to natter away and bring you some tunes, really. I hope you've all had a good Christmas and it's essentially, this is the last Dark Assimilation of the year. I thought about doing something kind of crazy and special and came to the conclusion that no, not really. I'm just going to play you some tunes. Now, the tunes are going to vary completely. Now, I opened there with Be My Enemy, This Is a New Wave, from the self-named album This Is a New Wave. And to be honest, it was a stunning album of 2012. I think it got released in 2012, and it is an absolute stunner. Getting hold of the Japanese import with the remix CD called This Is Not the New Wave is also really good as well. Well worth getting your hands on that. But, you know, it's a really good album, really good to see stuff like that coming out. But I'm not going to continue with, like, a best of 2012. I'm going to continue by going completely all over the shop. I'm going to continue by playing you this band, who kind of popped up a number of years ago, and I was gutted I missed them play live, and they don't seem to have turned up again, which is a real shame. They don't seem to be making more material. I keep looking out for them, and not much is going on, which is a huge shame considering how they sound. This is Condition by The Dragons.
All the hope is gone. I've been keeping the score as I stand. wiping the tears. Beat goes on. The beat goes on. Through the fire and storms, through the rage of the soul. It's our condition. 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 Clear as day the course. Black as night the effect. There is no button to force or stem the flow of regret. Years roll on. Years roll on. Like a rose embowered by the wind it flowered. It's our condition. 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 From harm, then we lock all the doors that open onto our hearts. Beat goes on, the beat goes on. Through the fire storms, through the rage of the soul.
it's understood. Don't say you're happy out there without me. I know you can't be, 'cause it's no good. Don't say you want me. Don't say you need me. Don't say you love me. It's understood. Don't say you're happy out there without me. It's no good.
Okay, that I really went a bit old school that time, didn't I? That was The Cure with Kyoto Song from Head on the Door, which is officially from forever ago. And before that, I played something not quite as old, but it may be not far off. Depeche Mode with It's No Good from their album Ultra. And before that, Dragons with Condition from, a good couple of years ago, but possibly nowhere near as old as those last two I just mentioned. Now, it's this point in the show where I usually run down a bit of news, a bit of, you know, things are being released, things are being worked on, just general news. But I haven't really found anything of note this week, I've got to say. It's probably because everyone's doing the whole Christmas thing. So it's not really that surprising. There's bound to be a flurry of activity as bands start doing releases and announcements and tour announcements and stuff like that in the new year. So I reckon we just hold off one show and don't give you any news. There probably is loads of information out there about various things happening, but certainly nothing really of note that has flown past my inbox, to be honest. I think that's just a big excuse to play some more tunes today, and I'm going to continue now, again, changing the direction completely, with something that came out this year that I've been waiting for quite a while, and also that, well, is so nowhere near as darky, poppy, gothy as what I've just played. This is quite stompy electronic. This is Clicks.
crash on a machine.
You heard that. Scandi with Crush on a Machine from their album 13 Ways. That is from a good few years ago now, so we're in no way keeping current on this show tonight. It may be the end of the year, it might be my last show of the year, but it's not some kind of roundup of the year that I keep seeing a lot about on the internet, which is great stuff. I love people who, you know, tell me about what's been going on and anything I might have missed. But that's not what I'm bringing you tonight. I'm bringing you random stuff from throughout the years. Similarly, before Scandi, I played Fade Ahead with a TZ DV from FH3, which I believe was at least a couple of albums ago now, so that's not recent either. However, by sheer accident and fluke, Clicks with Again and Again from their album Machineries, which I believe is purchasable via Bandcamp, was out this year, but, you know, randomness like that is going to happen without planning it. As usual, I'm going to run down the gigs, clubs and events coming up in the next couple of weeks. However, there isn't that much in my diary at the moment. We have tomorrow, Friday the 28th of December, the Christmas Phono reunion at the Wire in Leeds. There's one of these every two or three times a year, so this is the Christmas one. It runs from 10 p.m. till an undefined time, and it's an undefined price in, and more details, if they decide on publishing them, will appear on a Facebook event, which is where I got my details from. So search on Facebook for Phono reunion and you should find that event. Saying that, last time or the previous times it's run from 10 p.m. till at least 2-ish, I seem to remember leaving the venue, and it's cost something like a fiver on the door, so that's the kind of territory you're going to be imagining if you get yourself along to that, which I think I will be heading towards. That looks like it should be a good event. If all the previous ones are anything to be based on, it'll be a lot of fun if you like your old school phono kind of 90s gothy rocky whatever they played down there. Following that, though, the week later, on the first Saturday of the month, we have the Flock Live at the Library Pub in Leeds. This is the standard band club night combination of Flock, which features Quasimodo, Bad Pollyanna and In Isolation playing. Quasimodo being ex-Action Direct, a few bands of people. It's essentially a small supergroup, and they're just starting out, but I've seen them once before and they're very good. They're well worth getting down to. Similarly, Bad Pollyanna, your kind of operatic female fronted metal, very, very good at that as well. And In Isolation, which I'm pretty sure I've seen but can't remember exactly what they sound like off the top of my head. Anyway, all very good. More information about that event can be found at sheepish.net/flock, or there's a Facebook event for it as well if you search for a Flock on Facebook. I'm going a little bit more, let's call it punky industrial. We have on Friday the 18th of January a three lineup band night at the Royal Park Cellars in Leeds. We have Sid 31, Petrol Bastard and Electroslav. Now, Electroslav are another of the projects of Joel, who is ex-Action Direct, I haven't heard these yet. I imagine they're going to be quite industrial and punky. But you can find out for yourself for getting down there. The gig time runs from 8 p.m. till 11 p.m. £4 in, and there's a Facebook event for it. So if you search for Royal Park Cellars or Electroslav, you should be able to find the details. Following that, on Saturday the 19th of January, there's the Wendy House at Leeds University Student Union. And as usual, it's got two rooms of mayhem. It's got the main large room of pop, goth, indie rock, a bit of everything goes on in there, cheesy stuff sometimes, and then you've got the smaller but equally as mad Mutate room with kind of industrial hard dance electronic stuff going on in there. The whole event runs from 10 p.m. till 3 a.m. and is £5 on the door, and more information can be found at thewindyhouse.org. Whew. And also an event that's crept up on me, it's a little bit away yet, but on Saturday the 2nd of February, it seems that Zeitgeist Zero are lined up to play The Corporation in Sheffield, a localish Leeds band, and are all very good at what they do. Played them a few times on this show as well. So they've currently got an EP, When the Lights Go Down, out at the moment, which is getting a lot of views on YouTube. It's got a very nice video for it, so go hunt that out. Anyway, the event at the Corporation is listed as £6 on and doors at 7 p.m. So more information should be able to be found at the Corporation website, corporation.org.uk. And that's all I've got on my list. I'm in no doubt that once we get into the new year, a number of bands' promotion machines will kick in and gigs will be being lined up. We've got the Resistance Festival at the end of March, and that'll start getting promoted heavily. And there'll be other stuff around it. There'll be the April Whitby. There's loads of stuff being lined up, and I'm pretty sure the promoters are keeping their promotional machines on hold until the new year. So we'll let you tell you more about anything else we find out on the next show, the first one of the new year, in a couple of weeks' time. But for the moment now, I think it's time to continue with the tunes. And sticking with the theme of the show of not really knowing what I'm doing, I think I'm going to continue with this band that I discovered recently, and I really can't fit in my head in any other place than they're a bit bonkers. This is a band called Pokemon Reactor.
let us play bun. Let us play bun. Let us play bun.
You are still listening to Dark Simulation on BCB 106.6 FM. That was Aria with Hunger, a track from her forthcoming album Plastic Makes Perfect. And on my last show, I said that on the Aria Facebook feed, she had mentioned that the album was recorded, and the mastering was complete. I was pondering what else there was to be done before we can actually see a release. Now, in the in-between time, she's mentioned that not only is it mastered, but she's now receiving in many of the remixes. She's had many artists remixing for her tracks off this forthcoming album. So once they're in, I'm getting the idea that she'll be able to make some kind of announcement regarding dates. So fingers crossed, sometime early in the new year, we will get some kind of indication of when Plastic Makes Perfect will be coming out, and I'm really looking forward to that. I've only been able to hear that track. That's a free downloader, I believe. If you go to aria.com, you can grab hold of that. If the rest of the album's along those lines, I'll be very, very pleased. If some of the artists she mentions as remixing are involved, that will be very interesting to hear as well. Anyway, that's a track from hopefully next year, technically. Before that, I played Eisenfunk with Pong, one of the most fun tracks I've seen in a long time. And the video to it is just grins all round. I like it when bands have a small sense of humour and can just carry that over in the, you know, the music and the videos and stuff like that, and they don't take themselves too seriously. And I get the impression that the band I played before, that Pokemon Reactor, a band that I've only just discovered, I believe they're from Russia, they're on the Black Rain label, with an album out called Strasslund. And that track I played was called No Matter, which is slightly different to the one I played a few weeks back called War by them. They've got a fairly diverse album, but I still get the impression from their videos that they're in that category of not taking themselves too seriously and having a lot of fun along the way, which I really appreciate. Anyway, it's worth reminding you that all the announcements I make about, you know, things coming out and gigs coming up, if you're heading out to those gigs, double check beforehand, usually, you know, a day or two before, because these things sometimes get cancelled or sometimes get rearranged at the last minute, so it's well worth checking. Don't take what I say as gospel, because things do change. I announce stuff on this programme, and then a couple of days later, the promoter changes venue or cancels a band or something like that. It's a real shame that things do change at the last minute, but sometimes this stuff is out of the promoter's control, it's out of my control, it's out of everyone's control. So that's just a reminder, double check all that. Also, if you've got any details of gigs, clubs, events, and news, drop me a line. Find the information on the BCB Radio website, bcbradio.co.uk, for the DAC Simulation Show, and drop me a line, Nigel. You should be able to find my details there and a contact email address or something like that. Anyway, I'm going to leave the show tonight with, or this year as well, with a very old track. It's a cover. It's a cover of a Smiths track. It's There Is Light, and this is Neurotic Fish making that cover. This is a band who will be playing Resistance, I believe, in March in Sheffield, so it's slightly apt. But anyway, that's me for tonight and this year. See you in the new year. Enjoy.